The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early, early Sunday morning. Today's topic, all about the Fed, all about the Federal Reserve. Now, the reason why we're going to talk about the Fed today, it has a great influence on the economy, which has a great influence on stocks. And, you know, these topics that we cover, things like this, like all about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, is to help educate you to become a better investor. So this is right, jump right into the Fed. So we know if we hear about the Fed raising rates or lowering rates and so forth. Now, their mandate basically is try to keep a status quo. That is, not to have inflation. And if we start having inflation, they're going to start raising rates. The cost of money goes higher to try to squash the potential of higher inflation. And like, remember 2008, 2009? No, you don't remember that. But remember 2008, 2009, when the economy was in the Great Recession, to stimulate the economy, they were lowering rates to get people to buy a house or invest into a business, or businesses to invest into other businesses. You know, all these things to stimulate the money because the cost of money was very cheap, nearing almost 0%. So, but we need to watch the Fed and what they're doing, what they're saying, because they have a great influence on the economy. Now, we always heard the old saying, don't fight the Fed. Now, what does that mean? Hey, if the Fed is raising rates, be very careful. And again, we have mixed messages from the Fed, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, about what the Fed Reserve Fed Chair Powell said on October 3rd, and also what he's saying now just this past Wednesday. So one thing I said on Fox Business, I was at a segment on Fox Business when Trump was signing the NAFTA, and I was on for quite a bit, and I guess all of them got a kick out of it when I said Federal Reserve Powell has made volatility great again. Now, it's not funny. It is funny because think about October 3rd. Let's go back. Remember, October became a spooky month. Why? What was the catalyst? Well, that's why we're covering this. It was the Federal Reserve, quite frankly. Powell said in a speech that we're nowhere near neutral. We're well below neutral. Well, I don't know what neutral meant, but that also meant something like one rate hike in the end of 2018, which would be around, actually next week for that matter, and maybe four more rate hikes in 2019 on top of those seven rate hikes already. And we're already seeing things. And from that point, the market really fell out because people were saying, wait a second, this is crazy because higher interest rates are competition to stocks. Let's say you can now get 5% in CDs, which is not available, of course, or 5% in bonds. Well, guess what? You say to yourself, well, maybe I don't want to be picking up stocks with risk. But what if interest rates are like 0 or 1%? I'm like, okay, you know what? Rates are 0 or pretty much 1%. I guess I'll put some money in stocks because I have a better chance of making money. That's one of the reasons why, you know, when people watch rates going up and rates going down, higher interest rates, one of the reasons why is actually offers competition to stocks. Another, of course, is consumers. Now, we saw prior to October 3rd, quite frankly, June, July, August, September, while the market was setting records, underneath it, there were some other areas, things that were interest rate sensitive. Home builders come to mind, retailers and so forth. We started to see those areas roll over well before the October 3rd speech. So, and Fed Chair Powell said basically in October 3rd that he was more concerned about inflation than about growth in the economy. And those words on October 3rd and throughout the month, and there's other things, of course, just trying to trade. There's some earnings that really weren't so great. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Apple. There's all a bunch of things. We can't blame everything on the Fed. But what started the catalyst to the downside in October was those comments by the Fed. Now, just on Wednesday, just a few days ago, he seemed to be more flexible, more open to the concept that they may not have to raise four times. It'd be more data dependent. If showing signs of inflation, which we don't see, quite frankly, then they'll start raising rates. Now, one of the concerns the market was saying is, wait a second, things are kind of slowing down already. We had 4.1% GDP in the second quarter, revised to 4.2. Then we had 3.5% in the third quarter. And it looks like maybe the fourth quarter will be around 3. So you start plotting it, you start seeing things are kind of, again, still growing, but at a slower rate. And then you're going to start adding rate hikes after rate hikes after rate hikes and not really feel how all the other rate hikes have already kind of dampen the mood for those areas that are very interest rate sensitive, like home builders and so forth. We've seen those numbers, by the way, new housing starts, mortgage refinancing, all those numbers really look awful. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to Mahoney Asset Management here every Sunday morning. Today's topic, all about the Fed. We do a GPS for your finances every Sunday morning. Your finances, we talk about taxes, insurance sometimes, the market, the economy. And today we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve because it's had a great impact on what's happening with the market these days, especially Fed Powell, who back on October 3rd said we're nowhere near neutral. That means we're going to have to raise rates quite a bit. And of course, we had that very spooky, nasty sell-off in October. Again, we can't blame it all on him or the Fed, but certainly that was a biggie because when the Fed lower rates or keeps rates constant, you know, businesses kind of then can predict. But if you don't think that interest rates are going to keep going up, yeesh, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on individuals and so forth. So Fed Chair Bernanke. Now, before Bernanke, we had we had Greenspan. So the order was basically we had Greenspan for a long time through the 1990s. Remember Alan Greenspan? And they would talk about rate hikes and so forth. And he did a pretty good job. In fact, the 1990s economy and stock market did very well. And then Fed Chair Bernanke had to take over in that 2008-2009 crisis. And he did a pretty good job also navigating and did some things. He was actually really great student of the Great Depression. Thank God he was around because he did some things the opposite of what policymakers did back during the Great Depression. It was a great recession for us in 2008-2009, but by lowering rates and stimulating the economy, again, also some other maneuvers as well, but we'll just kind of leave it at lowering rates and that was helped stimulate the economy. And then Janet Yellen took over, and now we have Fed Chair Powell. And as I mentioned on October 3rd speech, they're still talking about that because it's so different than what he said on Wednesday, which is only 6 or 7 weeks later, that, hey, we were going from raising rates to, you know what, we may not have to raise rates. We recognize that things are slowing down, especially those areas that are interest rate sensitive. So that gave us a big boost. Think about Wednesday. Wednesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 617 points. Just the inverse of the week before, which Thanksgiving week was a very difficult week. Remember that? Markets down every day during Thanksgiving week, with seasonality supposed to be a strong week. Now we have the inverse of that. We had a very, very strong week. And that's because the Fed kind of backed off this what they call hawkish stance. Hawkish meaning really more concerned about inflation and not really caring so much about growth. Where Janet Yellen, Bernanke, and Greenspan to some extent before him, they were more in the camp of, hey, let's let the economy grow and not so concerned about inflation because we really didn't have a lot of inflation. We'll be right back right after these messages. Today's topic, all about the Federal Reserve.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, all about the Fed, all about the Federal Reserve. We do this to help educate you for you to become a better investor, and the Fed has such great influence. Well, before we go back to our topic, I want to make sure we follow up with what Mike Bennett said. Mike Bennett was given my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get that book for free, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't, sometimes just partially could join us, and yet we're covering all these topics that are right there in the book. So a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning right here in WHD is Not Your Father's Retirement. Phone number is 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. And the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. That's why you're up early. So again, call the phone number, 845-371-0101. 0101. If you happen to be driving, two hands on the wheel. When you get back to your laptop or, gosh, iPad, iPhone, you know, all these things, computer, you can go to WHD.com. Lower right-hand corner, how to get the book for free. Click there and go from there. So again, so many different ways to get the book for free. I'm going to give away 20 this morning. It'd be great. So okay, today's topic all about the Fed. I'm going to jump right back in there. We're talking right before the break about how the Fed kind of moves money or moves rates up and down, the cost of borrowing money, and has a great, great impact. Now, people say, gee, what if you just left things alone? I mean, why does the Fed just leave things alone and let things keep going? Well, the problem is you do get into a bubble, and then when it bursts, it gets worse. Think about real estate from like 2002 or so to 2007. Straight up. People speculating, buying, you know, condos, flipping. And then you get this big bubble. And then when we break, wow, look at how much we broke in 2008 and 2009. And the goal is, again, that's what they call a, you know, not a soft landing. That's a crash landing of the economy. Unfortunately, we had that. The goal is would be a soft landing. Hey, we grow a little bit. We sustain growth, some inflation, some growth. I mean, right now, it's actually almost a Goldilocks environment for stocks. That is not too hot to worry about inflation, not too cold for companies to have earnings. And where we are in this kind of Goldilocks environment, though, we tip the hand a little bit too hot because we have unemployment rate around 3.7%. More people working is really good news. The problem is more people making more money, chasing fewer goods, scarcity, if that's true in economics, then you can have inflation. We don't see it here at Mahoney Asset Management. In fact, on Fox Business, my segment, I kind of defended the point that we don't see it. I mean, yes, we do see when you go grocery shopping and so forth, but look, oil has come down, gas prices have come down, electronics have come down, housing in some areas have come down. Yes, there's some things that have gone up, food and so forth. But at the end of the day, you know, at Mahoney Asset Management, we see the CPI around 2.5%. So there's no need to keep raising rates because you know what? The Fed has led us into a lot of recessions over the years by raising rates too much, too fast, having people have equity lines. Like again, if you have equity lines, raise your hand. Okay, I can't see you. But if you have an equity line, you know, it may have been $1,000 a month and now it's up to $1,800 a month. You see how higher interest rates can really nag at the consumer. So I'm really glad that Fed Chair Reserve Powell noticed everything that we've been noticing in our newsletters that we write, that some things are slowing down. While the market was setting records in the summer months, we did notice some areas of the markets, like home builders, that were routinely going down, some REITs and real estate, and things that are tied to real estate. Now, some of it could also be, because remember, you're allowed to write up to $10,000 of property taxes, and some people are tuning in today. So wait a second, I pay $15,000 a year in property taxes. Well, you can only write off $10,000. So that has some impact on real estate. There's always supply and demand factors. And on top of that, while mortgage rates are at 5%, you know, you can look at it both ways, half empty, half, you know, glass half empty, half full. There are those, I'm sure, that can remember where mortgage rates were 12, 14, 16%. Some people tell me about these crazy rates that they had in the 1980s. And of course, interest rates went lower. But also, for those people who have been following mortgages, you know, there are 3.25, 3.5, 4, now you're up to 5%. So it depends which side you're looking at. But definitely higher interest rates and the affordability of homes have been one of the areas. Now, the reason why it's so important about the Fed and raising rates and so forth, most people, especially those who are tuning in, their biggest asset is their home. Now, if they think it's going up in value, they're more apt to go to Home Depot or Lowe's to do home improvement. They're more apt to buy appliances and do things. If you think your home is going down in value, you're not so incentivized. Again, this is in general. Of course, you may have to do a bathroom over, kitchen over, but in general, you know, this is really part of the economy that people have to focus on. So it's not just the stock market. People say, well, Federal Reserve chair did it because Trump was saying to him, hey, you know, stop raising rates. Yes and no. I kind of go in the part of no, because I do believe the reason why they changed the tune since October 3rd, just this past Wednesday, is because the numbers are coming in a little bit softer than expected. We're starting to see some things. Remember, we're all connected to a global economy. And here the U.S. dollar keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and it doesn't really benefit our multinational companies. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm here every Sunday morning, WHD, 6 a.m., bright and early. Today's topic, all about the Federal Reserve, to help you become a better investor. Also, from Monday through Friday, a Mike and Casey show around 8:25 in the morning, right after the traffic. I give the Hudson Valley Market Report, national news, local news, all right here on WHD. Then on your way home, you got you covered there on Andy Bale Show. That's with Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. Come around 5:15 or so. So basically, Monday through Friday, we got you covered. Got you in the morning, talking about the markets, what's going on your drive home, commute home, around 5:15, Bill Kugel. Here we are Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning, and Saturday, we take a day off. Our website is MahoneyGPS.com. We invite you to check out our website. We have a lot of great articles on there. Yeah, I'm a little bit biased, but I write these articles. My TV segments are on there. Everything we kind of do and talk about here are also there as well. So the MahoneyGPS.com site, please visit our site. So back to the Federal Reserve and all they do and so forth. And look, they're, gosh, every word they say is watched very, very closely, because we know in the past for the markets, when the Fed has a stable rate policy, stable to declining rate policy, it's very positive for the markets. And the Fed starts raising rates aggressively to fight off inflation. Well, geez, we just said that offers a lot of competition to stocks. That makes the borrowing costs for homeowners and businesses alike a lot more expensive. So these are the things, the bugaboos that we watch very closely. And that's why we want to take a segment today all about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, to help you understand how they work, how, you know, and also in the future, watch what they say and what's going on. They start raising rates aggressively, you may want to head a little bit more safety. So again, we'll be right back after these messages. GPS for your finances, today's topic, all about the Fed.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, all about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, and help you educate you to become a better investor. Now, right before that, we just heard from Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett spoke about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, The Early Bird Gets the Worm. Be the first 20 calls this morning and get this book for free. That's 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get the book for free by doing one of two things. One, call in 845-371-0101. I'll go to the WHUD home site, go to the lower right-hand corner and click for your free book. Also, this book, I believe, is a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. We do a lot here. We cover taxes, the economy, the markets, what's happening today with the Fed. We try to cover all of this, and a lot of this is in the book. So again, I think it's a good read for you, but also it can help you kind of times you miss us here on WHUD, times you could just only join us for part of it. It's all right there. So the book, again, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Kind of easy number to remember, right? So 845-371-0101. Now you got the coffee brewing, the tea going, toast going, eggs going. All right, let's hear more about the Federal Reserve, how to become a better investor, get to know what they're doing. And a lot happened this past week. Look, on Wednesday, the Dow is up 617 points, one of the biggest days of the year. Why? Well, Fed Chair Powell said, basically, we're going to watch the numbers very closely. What I said on October 3rd, well, you know, things have changed, or I've noticed different things. We're not going to be raised, well, probably we'll raise rates, interest rates a quarter point in December, and then maybe hold for a while and see, because look, we've had a lot of other rate increases, and see how it drags through the economy. But it seemed like on October 3rd, he seemed pretty steadfast to raise rates three or four times in 2019, didn't seem very flexible. And now Federal Reserve Powell, on this Wednesday speak in New York Economic Conference, said basically, you know, we recognize there's some things that are slowing down. We recognize these tariffs and the tariff wars that are going on are creating some uncertainty in the marketplace, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. We also noticed the U.S. dollar credit reports, credit spreads between like corporate bonds and U.S. treasuries, he mentioned. But there's all these kind of things that are now kind of forming a picture that while some areas of the economy are improving, improving and doing well. There are other areas of the economy not doing as well. And actually, the Fed's already done its work, I believe, because those areas of the economy that are not doing well are tied into higher interest rates, like real estate and home builders and these type of things. If you look at a chart of these type of companies that are kind of related to when interest rates go up, it doesn't really work out so well for them. You can see the chart of them going down. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to, again, GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, all about the Fed, all about the Federal Reserve to help educate you to become a better investor. And of course, Monday through Friday, Mike and Casey show around 8:25 in the morning. Right after the traffic, I'll give you the market report, what's happening with national news, local news, the Hudson Valley Index. And then on your way home, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:15 comes on. Again, tells you how the market closed, what the big business news is, local business news, local indexes. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a day off, and here we are back on Sunday. And of course, I invite you to check out our website, MahoneyGPS.com. There you can sign up for a free newsletter that comes out every week. You can see our archived newsletters that we're talking about. You can see archived radio shows right there as well. Also, my segments on Fox Business. I'm a guest contributor on every couple weeks. This past Friday, I spoke a lot about what's going on with the Fed. And of course, that's why today's topic also very congruent to what's happening. So we have you covered, trying to make you become a better investor. And one way to become a better investor is better to understand how the Federal Reserve works, what they do, and what you should do as an investor. Now, at the end of the day, I can't give you specific recommendations because the Fed, while it is very important, and in fact, it's probably the most important piece of the markets and the economy, you know, there are other factors also. So we can't just blindly say, okay, when interest rates go up, stocks go down. Okay, because, you know, if interest rates go up and growth is still happening and things are still going well, that's a positive. The concern from the markets a couple of weeks ago, at least October 3rd when this all started, is that the earnings were pretty good. There's some softness in areas. And if you start raising rates, the concern is something called stagflation. Again, that's something that's for the textbooks. But at the end of the day, we're watching the Fed very, very closely because as interest rates move up and move up and move up, next thing you know, bond yields are higher. Okay, companies are paying more in business loan expenses and so forth. Homeowners, especially variable mortgages or equity lines that are variable in nature, are paying more. And next thing, the cost of money goes up. And then next thing, we go into recession. So, or at least something very similar that feels like a recession. Now, we hope that's not going to happen. We think this past Wednesday is a game changer for the markets, thankfully. Can never predict the market. There's too many things that are unpredictable, especially U.S. and China trade that flips back and forth. But we do know the Federal Reserve is watching this very closely, and the words flexibility keep coming to mind. And that is Fed Chair Powell, said on Wednesday at an economic conference in New York, that he's open because now he's recognizing some things in the economy are doing very well. Look, 3.7% unemployment rate. Very good. We're seeing wages go up a bit. I guess we could probably do a better job there. Inflation's very low. It's almost a Goldilocks environment. But the problem is if you leave it unchecked and don't raise rates, and next thing we're going to 5% GDP and then inflation starts going up, the root of the evil of any country would be inflation or hyperinflation, because that would take away your purchasing power. And that's something that the Fed is very mindful of. If you think about through retirement, and we do a lot of retirement planning at Mahoney Asset Management, that's pretty much all we do, MahoneyGPS.com. You know, I always say, you know, we can put all these projections together, put all these numbers together, and help become, you know, so you can see from 30,000 feet what your situation looks like. You know, one of the bugaboos that are out there, God forbid, in one's retirement, is we were able to have hyperinflation, where, let's say, God forbid, inflation goes up 10% a year. Ooh, that'd be a real, real problem, someone on a fixed income. So I do think the Fed is doing their job. They're watching it very closely. There's not that type of inflation for them to really worry about, to be hiking rates so aggressively. However, I do think they stand ready that if inflation raises its ugly head because of tariffs or because of import issues or because of other factors, I do think they'll raise rates enough to be able to squash inflation. And for those who are retired, that's very important because you still want your purchasing power. Wow, time goes by so fast here. I enjoy being with you every Sunday morning right here on WHD. I hope you enjoyed all about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, and we'll be back next Sunday. Until then, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.